Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 801 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, we really haven't talked about the Tunsil deal. Laremy Tunsil, the new $75 million contract, $50 million guaranteed. He's going to get all $75. You know, this guaranteed money, that, well, I guess if you get cut. But there are guys that are just – Laremy Tunsil's going to be here. He's going to be here for that three-year extension. There's no question about that. So Tunsil is done. The Cowboys get Brandon Cooks. The Texans trade Brandon Cooks to the Cowboys for a fifth and a sixth. A fifth this year, I believe, and a sixth next year. That's a far cry from what the Texans paid for him. The dude had gone for multiple ones, right? He went for a one after he left the Patriots. Saints to the Patriots. Then he got another one for him when he went from the Patriots to the Rams. Uh-huh. And then a two for him when he came here.
Uh-huh.
Now he's a fifth and a sixth.
Yeah.
Since he joined the league, Brandon Cooks is sixth in yards receiving.
But will be playing with his fifth team.
Which is odd.
I think he's Tavier Thomas came out and said, y'all got to stop with this. He's a good teammate. Y'all need to be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about. But I just know that he's got a lot of productivity and people keep getting rid of him. You tell me. I mean, a lot of Texans fans were not happy with him when he got a new contract and then immediately – you know, is upset and sitting out games and stuff like that. That didn't go over well with a lot of Texans fans. They kind of felt like it was Operation Quit. Like, it irks people. Deshaun did it, too. Deshaun did that, mm-hmm. And then Brandon Cooks wanted what he wanted, and he goes on social media to say different things. A lot of Texans fans basically bailed on Brandon Cooks once he started. You know, once he sat out because he didn't like things, the way things were looking or whatever the case. It wasn't because of playing time or anything like that. You know, Elijah Moore did
right
that last
after,
year.
Easterby got fired.
Yeah. And so it was a bad look. And so to me, there was just never a doubt that Brandon Cooks was going to get traded, especially when you saw Robert Woods come in. So you now have Robert Woods, you have Nico Collins, you have John Mechie, and then you added someone else, right? Who's the other one that you added?
You got.
Yeah, Noah Brown. You said Brown. Yeah. So you've got, and you know, Noah Brown's going to be more like a. I think out of that group, more like a wide receiver four, probably a backup. And so you don't have – there's no room for Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks was not going to be there.
Well, that's just actually another little guy. I mean, they could use a little bit of size.
Noah's big.
Yeah, well, he's also pretty skinny. I mean, he's not
– Well, I don't know if he's that skinny.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean
– Noah Brown feels
pretty big.
Mechie
and Woods, it's going to be interesting
to
see.
Now, that guy's skinny. Noah Brown is 6'2", 225.
Is he
really?
You
may be thinking about somebody else. Yeah, Noah Brown.
Oh, number 85 for the Cowboys. Right?
Yeah.
He didn't look that big to me. Okay.
Yeah. Well, in the picture, he doesn't look that big either. I'd be curious if that's
6'2", 225?
When he came in, he's 215 now.
Yeah. Oh, even that.
Even that is, yeah, he's yeah. pretty good size.
That's pretty good size.
He's a blocker, too. He'll block in the run game.
You know, he's okay. It's just, it's another... signing, you know, just another one.
Oh, Noah Brown, yeah. Noah Brown is just, you're filling out. You basically made it to where you for sure could get rid of Brandon Cooks, and you got a fifth and sixth, and I thought you'd get a fifth, that maybe you could turn into a fourth. Fifth
well,
and sixth about the
hopefully
same.
Hopefully you do something in the draft with wide receiver.
Well, if you do, it isn't going to be, to me, I doubt it's going to be in the first three rounds, maybe round three. You're not going to do it with your first three picks. No way.
You're set at receiver now.
You're not set, but you've given guaranteed money to Woods, so he's got to get some catches. He's got to get snaps. Mechie, you got to get Mechie playing. He's a second-round pick. Nico Collins didn't go anywhere. He's a second-round pick. You're not taking That's snaps good. Away from any of those three guys.
No.
I agree that you would. I would like for it to be better than Robert Woods, but you gave him $10.5 million guaranteed over 2 years. So you're not just you didn't sign him so he could be a backup for that money. You could have paid him a lot less. They basically set the roster up, unless Mechie doesn't make it back. Now, that's I'm assuming Mechie comes back and everything's fine.
I think, yeah.
Now, if they draft a wide receiver in the first two rounds, that's probably not a great sign for Mechie. Or they don't think Collins is the guy, which I doubt that's the case. I think they see Collins as the guy they want to keep building around.
He's been
– Not as a number one, but I think he's got the chance to be a capable two in the
league. They still need a number one. They don't have a number one. They still don't have a number
one. But there's not an actual number one in this draft, I don't think. I think it's a disappointing wide receiver draft. So I wouldn't get too caught up in wide receiver. I don't think they're going to make that a priority at all.
Oh, by the way, if you want a small wide receiver, Jordan Addison, there you have it. There's another one. You want to talk about
75 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about.
Josh Downs is 171. Zay Flowers went from 177 to 187. So this just the offseason. He's got muscled up. But, yeah, it's a small wide receiver draft. Tank Dell's 163.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen such tiny receivers in my life, how skinny they are. And they're all really good. Like, all the guys I'm mentioning are really good receivers, too.
Seems they've already got that covered with Mechie and Woods, though.
But Mechie, do you know that Mechie's 6 foot, 200 pounds? He seems smaller at Alabama.
Is he that now, or was he that?
No, he was that. Really? Oh, I don't know now, yeah. But, I mean, he's not a small guy, is what I'm saying, as a slot receiver. He felt like he wasn't big, but I remember looking at his
measurements. Well, see, to me, 6 feet is not... It's not a big receiver. That's not
for the slot. It's pretty big.
Yeah,
he's 5'11", 194. So that's not a small. That's not a small slot.
No, but it's not. It's not big. I mean, they've got Nico is their big wide receiver, and I guess Noah Brown 6'2". He didn't look that to me. Okay, hey, we're giving away J Bar M $50 gift cards all day today. Enjoy barbecue during lunch and explore their dinner menu, which includes grilled plates like pork chops and steaks, plus seafood and vegetarian choices, and, of course, all your favorite barbecue. Let's give it away at 8:15 exactly, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. You're going to win a $50 gift card to J Bar M, 713-780-3776, at exactly 8:15. Call in, and caller number 4 is going to get that gift card. Caller number 4, RJ. Going to get that gift card. But listen, that he was able to get rid of, that's done. Thank you. Brandon Cooks is out the door. I mean, that was just a problem.
Yeah.
If you want to know the truth, we all knew he was going to go. And how about they have to pay $6 million of his deal?
Yeah. Well, you just gave him a new deal. You know, you had to give just more bad deals, but.
You get a fifth and a sixth for a guy you give up a 2 for. And it's been a few years that he's been here, and that's fine and good. But you also have to pay $6 million. Is there, I mean, the amount of money, at least it's a player this time, as opposed to a coach that you're paying for the next 4 or 5 years, right? At least it's a player.
At least a player that you're paying for not playing for your team.
Right, right. As
Instead
opposed
of a coach
to,
for coaching.
Right.
For your team.
The dead money for this team is just, I mean, it's not as bad as some, but it is just, it's just ridiculous. The coaching, nobody pays more in coaches, dead coaching money, right?
No, they lead the league in dead coach. They lead the league in dead salary, the Texans do. And it's actually not even close. So, haven't talked about it since the first segment. Jose Altuve out for the foreseeable future, at least. There's talk about him missing as many as 50 games. He's going to have surgery. He's going to be out for a couple of months and hit on the hand in that one. Do you think, who is it that hit him?
Daniel Bard.
Yeah, Daniel Bard. I mean, we as Astro fans have to give it to him, right? You can't just let that guy off the hook.
No, but you're going to see him when you're seeing the Rockies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. No, he has to be public. If he comes into a game, he comes into a game, it's Daniel Bard.
Now, he was wild in that. He was not good.
He was terrible.
Yeah.
He was terrible. It wasn't like he came inside. He had no idea where he was throwing the ball. He's had control issues throughout. He had no idea where that ball was going.
He was born in Houston.
Well,
do you know how old he is?
Is that why he's wild?
Do you know how old he is?
No.
37. You can't have a 37-year-old out there on the mound like that unless it's Verlander. Why would you have a 37-year-old pitcher out there
because
trying to throw at our players?
It's exactly what Nick Caserio would, if he was the general manager of the Rockies, that's who he would go after. Daniel Bard, a 37-year-old meh. Although he did make the World Baseball Classic champs.
Yeah, he was comeback player of the year in 20.
Well, they're going to be the champs. They're not the champs yet, but they're going to be the champs. Play Japan, right, or somebody?
Yeah, Mexico versus Japan.
Mexico versus Japan today,
and then the championship is tomorrow. For the right to match up against
U.S.
Looking for the back-to-back championships. Just more rings for Kyle Tucker. Bregman, Presley, they're just getting more rings, that's all.
Bregman didn't make the team.
Wait, Bregman was on the team, I thought.
Oh, that
backup?
Team? Oh, okay.
Was World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, he's not on this team.
Is he not a backup on this team?
No, I don't think he
was. I thought he was on there as well.
I'm pretty sure he didn't go. No, I'm pretty sure Bregman's not there.
All those games I've watched.
Zero. 8-11, 8-12 ESPN.
Okay, are you sure he's not on the team?
No.
Yeah, you're not, are you?
I'm not. No.
Let's say.
No, Alex Bregman's not on their roster. He's back. He's getting ready for a big season. Arenado was their third baseman. He wasn't going to go.
Alex Bregman, World Baseball Classic.
Didn't it sound like Arenado?
Here's his stats right here.
Doesn't it sound like Arenado should have been on a Latin team, not on America?
Yeah.
It does.
I was surprised.
Yeah, I was too. Either that or Italy. Man, we could have used him. You know, that game we played and lost. Let's get Gary in here. Let's talk about the Cougs and the Texans. Hey, Gary.
Hey, I actually wanted to talk about the Texans. Wanted to just talk about Brandon Cooks and Nick Caserio. But basically, it's just another example of roster mismanagement. There was no reason for us to give him that extension. Then we give him the extension only for him to quit on us. And then we, like, kicking Eric Reed and I forget the guy who just signed in San Francisco. Those dudes are in Kansas City now on a Super Bowl contender. And our culture guy is Brandon Cook. Yeah, a minute here, we kicked them off the team because no culture. But they signed in Kansas City, a Super Bowl champion. Our culture guys, Cook and Kamo Grugier-Hill, quit on the team. Then we don't trade the guy when we should have traded him, only to re-sign him when we shouldn't, to only go back and get a fifth-round pick for him. Long story short, I don't think Nick Terry knows what he's doing. This is just another example, and I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to argue. Hard to argue any of that. Yeah, Brandon Cooks turned out to be a captain who got all fussy because Jack Easterby got fired and wouldn't play, refused to play, got his captainship stripped, and then just he was unkeepable. Nah, it was a huge mistake. A huge mistake. Extending him. Amenihu won, but is it because of Amenihu? Or listen, here's the big thing about that, Gary, is if you're gonna have a problem child, you better have a really strong locker room. And you know what the Texans don't have? A really strong locker room.
No, and yeah. Brandon Cooks is still a very productive player. It's not a coincidence that teams are trading a productive player. I mean, this is going to be his fifth team in like what, 8 years?
Yeah,
something like that. I mean, it's just there's a reason for it. It's not happening on accident.
No. All right, 713-780-3776. Giving away that in just a few seconds, we are going to be giving away that J&M a barbecue J Bar M.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 years. This will be his 10 years, five teams, but New Orleans, 3 years dealt. New England, 1 year dealt. Rams, 2 years dealt. And this is a guy who's he's hitting 1,000 yards for all of those teams, and they still don't want him.
Nope. All right, let's talk right now about Aqueduct Plumbing. Let's talk about the greatness that is and what Billy is doing with I'm telling you, I just love what they've done for me, and you'll love what they do for you. You don't want a plumber at your house. I don't want Billy to come to – I don't want his guys coming to my house. No, that's not what I want. You know what I want? I don't want any pipe leaks.
But if you need them, you want them.
Yeah, when you have to have them.
No one wants a plumber to have to be there, but when you need them, oh, you really want them.
No. There's some things you don't want. I don't want a cop coming to my house, but when I need him, I want him there. Yeah. I don't want a lawyer when I need him. I don't want a plumber, but when I need him, I want him there. And you know what? When I needed them, they were there. And when you needed them, they were there. And we've had big issues at our houses. And if you have a big issue, I had a buddy who had a leak, and he was like, "Do you know a plumber?" Like, are you kidding me? Do I know a plumber? I got a great plumber, and he came and they did an unbelievable job.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Whether it's a small job or large job, the one company that we're going to stand by is the company that's done work for us, and that is our friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Make sure that you have the phone number set and ready. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com if you want to check out the website. You can see all their services. But when you need a plumber, you've got to have Aqueduct Plumbing Company. 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time to talk about your dipping habits. My dipping habit is it's not even a habit. I've enjoyed it a few times. I don't dip, but the Dew Blend and the canned set, I've tried it because it's not harmful, because it's not gross, because it doesn't make you throw up the first time you try it. If you're somebody that's thinking about dipping, or you're somebody that has been dipping and you want to get out of it, you want to get out of the tobacco, you want to get out of the nicotine, you want to get out of the addiction, you want to get out of the danger that is dipping, because there's been plenty of instances with people. If you're starting to think about it, if you've been dipping for years, you're sitting in your car right now going, maybe I should think about this. Hey, what flavor do you like? Citrus, dark mint, ice mint, berry, straight, tobacco, mint, dark fired, wintergreen, whatever it is that you like. They've got all those flavors and more at 975dip.com. And they've got hemp in a pouch made of hemp. Nicotine-free, tobacco-free, with CBD oil in it. And the CBD oil has healing power. So you're not spitting. You're actually going to swallow that. And it actually can help you, as opposed to the danger that you're doing to your body now. You want to get out of that dip? 975dip.com.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Oh, my gosh. No, they're not. No, they're not. Steve says, I learned that University of Miami is now chanting, "We want Houston."
Please let that be true. I saw that somewhere else on Twitter, and I thought it was a joke. I thought it's just playing off the... Like, that can't be a real thing. They didn't actually do that. I hope they did.
I hope they did, too. Watch what you wish for.
Oh, we want please Houston. Let that be true.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, that Cougs defense, that second half was just incredible. Now, credit Auburn for not even being able to. Their free throw defense was unbelievable. The Cougs free throw defense was exceptional. Because Auburn couldn't hit a free throw.
I know.
Couldn't hit anything. Four baskets in the second half.
I don't see any We Want Houston stuff online. Four total. They shot terribly from the field. They were forced into late possessions. They were getting shots blocked. They'd get inside. And then Jairus Walker was six blocks. And Howard had six blocks. So you had, five blocks. So you had 11 blocks between two of your bigs. And then, and this is with Walker got in foul trouble, Sasser got in foul trouble, Shedd got in foul trouble, Tremont Marks stepped up. But defensively, they did a much better job of extending, playing with intensity out, extended beyond the three. They were picking up the balls. Like, there was just no – and look, Houston rarely gives you an easy ride in a half-court set. That's not really what they do. But we saw in the first half of the game, they got way too many looks. Auburn did, and way too many baskets around that. They were right around the basket the whole time.
Started with Memphis, and then Northern Kentucky, and then the first half against Auburn. The defensive intensity hasn't been there, but in the second half,
wow,
of that Auburn game, holy crap!
But they did miss a lot of free throws. I mean, if you think about how many free throws they missed, there were opportunities. They were getting fouled, and even if they just shoot like 70% from the free throw line, that's going to be about eight more makes from the free throw line. But Houston wiped out shots with blocks, too. There was not going to be any easy layups. I can promise you that. There were no easy layups or easy bunnies around the basket. None. And that was a big problem in the first half. They got too many They got too many shots at the basket right around there. They got offensive rebounds, and Houston just put the clamps on all that. But it was Mark's mid-range game that was, to me, magnificent. I mean, getting in there, you know, and he wasn't afraid to give you a pump and step inside the three-point line. I know we're used to seeing in pro basketball, it's, oh, what a terrible shot that is. That shot got the Houston Cougars into the game. The mid-range shot, I mean, Sasser had some pull-up threes, yeah, but the mid-range game is what got Houston back into that game.
If a guy can make, because he hasn't been making his threes, he actually has been playing. He just, his shot was so off. For him to be making that 8-10-footer all night long was just fantastic. I mean, he was spectacular. After being really, he must have been, I don't know what his attitude was like. I don't know what their attitude toward him was like. But Tremont Mark has got to play like that if the Cougs are going to win a national championship.
Yeah.
You know, Jairus Walker, you can't just, Juwan Roberts, Sasser, if they play their best, honestly, nobody could beat them, especially with the kind of intensity that they played with in that second half. They play, that was Kelvin Sampson basketball that second half. It hadn't shown up in this postseason. It really hadn't shown up. And now it is here, and hopefully it carries over into this Miami game. Miami's tough. There's no question about it. But everybody's going to be tough from here on out. And Texas looks really good. Man, Carr and Rice and Disu, it is going to be a hell of an Elite Eight. Should the Cougs get there? They got to get through Miami. There's no question about that. I can't wait to tell. Hopefully we'll have Kelvin Sampson on this weekend. I can tell him, can't wait till that Texas matchup, because he'll love that.
Oh, he'll be a big fan of
that.
Oh,
he's a big fan.
John, we're trying to just play one game. We've got to worry about this next game.
Right. We were.
He'll hang the phone up on you.
He will. Remember, we were telling him how we can't wait till he gets to the Final Four here in Houston. And what would that mean to you? And this is before, he's still in the regular season.
I know.
And he just laughed.
He was a huge
fan. Just laughed at us and said, "What? How stupid we are." I got a game. I got games this weekend, boys. I got games I'm worried about here, okay? I can't be talking stupidity with you two. It can't be stupid like this. 713-780-3776. What about this weekend, people?
What?
Altuve.
No.
I'm just.
Aren't you excited, though, about Tunsil?
I'm excited about Tunsil.
Doesn't Tunsil
Brandon
make you,
Cooks beat it.
Doesn't Tunsil's re-signing make you more overwhelm you with excitement so you don't even think about?
No.
Altuve? Oh.
No.
Me either.
I mean, the Cougs turning it around in that second half. How pissed are you? I was pissed off at halftime. I'm going to tell you this right now. I was pissed off at halftime. I was like, this is just ridiculous. This team has been played like this the whole postseason. And then it turned into a whole different game, whole different team. I don't know what the hell happened to them in that locker room, but they looked back. They looked like that number one team finally in this postseason. But the Altuve news is just such a dour. It's just such
he's
a wet rag.
He's not out for the year.
No, he's not out for the
he's
year.
Not out for the year. It could be Edwin Diaz. And it's not.
It's not. But, again, how's he going to play when he comes back? This is a 300 hitter last year.
I know it's going to sound funny saying this. I think we've been pretty fortunate injury-wise the last 2 years. And I know it sounds funny because Lance McCullers was out for a World Series. You had Justin Verlander was out. But, relatively speaking, Carlos has been healthy. He had been healthy, you know, when 2 years ago. Jeremy Pena was healthy last year. You had, you know, Yordan had his issues, but it could have been much worse with the hand, and he ended up hitting two incredible home runs that were just life-altering in the postseason. We've been pretty lucky from an injury standpoint relative to Dodgers, Yankees. Yankees have had it really bad. So if this is the worst thing that happens, of course, Uncle Mike was also out last year, but we're lucky enough that we've been deep enough as, you know, the Astros that you could fade it. You could fade some of these injuries. Altuve is going to be a tough one because there's no one that naturally slides in there and fits in there. Michael Brantley is not like the heart of the team. Jose Altuve is the heart of the team. Can you imagine how exciting it's going to be to get him back? But you made a point on the text string yesterday. When he comes back, like, will he be Jose Altuve?
Yeah.
Because he was Jose Altuve when he started the World Baseball Classic. He was ripping the ball all over the place. And that was without, you know, so maybe it'll be the same thing when he comes back. Altuve strikes me as a guy who needs less time to get into a rhythm. He's either mentally there or he's not at the plate. He's either locked in or not.
And yeah.
So I, mean, You like, if it were Bregman missing that much time, I'd be very concerned. Altuve, he just steps out of the shower swinging.
Okay, what's the
that didn't sound.
What's the
right.
batting order?
I just said he steps out of the shower swinging.
That doesn't sound. Well, I don't know how he swings out of the shower. He wakes up.
He wakes up.
It's not. It's, yeah, it's he the saying wakes is up. Not,
yeah.
No,
he wakes. Yeah, he wakes up.
Gets out of bed and gets a base hit.
Gets out of bed and he's swinging a
baseball
bat.
No, not that either. He gets a base hit. Gets out of bed and gets a base hit.
Swinging a bat.
No, yeah,
he just wakes up in the morning and he's already got his bat in his hands.
Well, that's not it either.
That's not it either. God, what is the saying?
He wakes up hitting. Okay.
The guy wakes up.
That's not it either.
He wakes up with the lumber ready
to go. Well, that's not it either.
Nope. Like he's a natural born hitter.
Speaking of Scottie Pippen.
No one's speaking of Scottie Pippen.
Larsa Pippen claims that she and Scottie had relations four times a night for 23 years.
She seemed like she was really adamant that that's a true story.
That was a true story.
First of all, we know that's not.
23. Hold on a second.
You going to do some math on it?
I'm going to do some math.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on a second.
23
years. Times 365 equals times 4.
Uh-huh.
33,580 times they did it. Seems like a lot. Seems like Scotty's worn out now.
I don't believe that number.
She's not, though. She's with a different young guy every day.
Although she's almost like she's saying that, like, hey, I needed a break from Scotty.
But that's what, you know, Scotty, the legend grows.
Yeah, I'm not believing that.
I know. How can you believe that?
Scotty's like, wow.
Thank
cool,
you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Larsa.
Yeah.
There's one thing that's you did. Not, I know not, you're with all of our kids' friends every day.
Yeah.
But at least you did that for me. You threw me a bone.
I know you're with Michael Jordan's son. Probably the worst thing that could have happened.
Right.
Or but other you, than maybe Bill Laimbeer's son.
But you threw me a bone.
Okay. Kevin Laimbeer.
Scotty needed a bone, apparently.
You could have been with Kevin Laimbeer. Wouldn't have been great. Or
no.
Or Trevor Rodman.
Anybody but Michael Jordan's son.
Isaiah Thomas's son.
Right. Not Magic Johnson's son.
No.
Time for you to talk about Proximo. Time for you to talk about Proximo.
Oh, I thought you were going to say prostate stuff. I thought you were going to go access.
No.
Okay, good. I can talk about tequila because I had some this weekend. I had some Maestro Dobel, as a matter of fact. And why wouldn't I? Friday's my Maestro day, but I also made Saturday a Maestro day as well. It's a chance for you to really taste a top shelf. I mean, I'm talking about a top shelf tequila at a very reasonable price. And this is high quality tequila. It's something that you don't always see in restaurants around Houston. You guys need to, if you get to a restaurant, especially if you've had Maestro Dobel, you bought a bottle and had it yourself, start asking for it at the restaurant. Say, hey, can you guys bring in some Maestro Dobel? It's amazing that there are any restaurants that don't have Maestro Dobel because the liquor stores are carrying it, and why not? It's one of the premium tequilas coming from Mexico. It's made in Tequila, Mexico, 11 generations of tequila makers. They know what they're doing, and it's every single sip that you have is an unbelievably smooth sip. And I don't care if you're talking about the silver, the smoked silver, the reposado, which makes a great cocktail. Reposado old fashions, by the way, are one of my new favorites. And you can do that with Maestro Dobel. Maestro Dobel has tequilas, a wide variety of tequilas, and one for everyone. Whether you're a sipper or whether you like to make cocktails, margaritas, Maestro Dobel is going to be a great choice for you. Go to maestrodobel.com, take a look at the product yourself. Or just when you're ready to buy a bottle, head out there wherever fine liquors are sold and get a bottle of Maestro Dobel.
You are listening to...
Hey! Yeah, you! You better be listening to ESPN 97.5. And don't you dare turn that down!
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time to talk right now about Doc Linville. If you're looking for the best way to get hair. And I'm looking at Jay Billis right now. Okay, you want to be a cue ball, that's fine. That's fine if that's what you want, if that's what you're looking for. You got to shave the sides of your head every day. Okay, whatever. I didn't want to be a cue ball. I didn't want a giant divot, 9-iron divot out of the back of my head. I didn't want all the holes, the mangy holes. I feel great about my hair. You'll feel great about your hair. The results are fantastic with Doc Linville. He is just the best. If you're looking for a great way to get hair now, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com. The process is simple. The doc is great. The neo-grafting is effective. It's basically painless compared to the way that it used to go. Now it's so much easier, so much better. I loved it. 8 months after I did it, you know, the hair just starts to sprout up, and you're like, wow, it really, really, really looks fantastic. It is what it is. You'll love it. If you're looking for hair, you're thinning hair, 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, I guess this is okay. What's the lineup going forward here? He led off Pena yesterday.
Yeah, that's going to be your new leadoff hitter. Jeremy is finally going to be at the top.
Brantley.
Yep. You just flip flop.
Jordan, Bregman, Tucker or Abreu.
Tucker.
Abreu or Tucker.
Tucker. Abreu 6. You can't. Tucker's been on this team the whole time. You ain't putting Tucker. Tucker's 5.
Well, yeah, because Bregman's a righty hitter, then Tucker lefty, mm-hmm. then Abreu righty. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Abreu 6.
Especially with our guy. Abreu 6. Then it's going to be
Chaz 7.
Chaz.
Hensley or whoever is second baseman.
Well, if it's Dubon, he's 8th for sure.
Yeah, and then Machete.
Yeah. He likes Dubon too. That's a shame.
I know.
I hope he gives the stork. I hope he gives him more opportunities. I hope he gives him, as opposed to, we've seen Dubon. We know what Dubon is. Dubon's probably a better second baseman, but Hensley's a better prospect and going to be a better hitter, I would imagine. Dubon came up with a couple of hits for you that were nice. A couple of nice hits.
Yeah.
You got to depend on Dubon this year is really because you didn't want him in center field anymore. Dusty, finally, I think we got over that. Dusty got over that in the postseason that Verlander had to have his personal center fielder. I never heard of it before, but that's what happened for the majority of the season last year. I thought we were really done with having to have Dubon, but now you got with Altuve down, you got it's him or it's Hensley or Dubon, and I could certainly see Dusty switching him off. He likes veteran guys. Dubon's been around longer. He, for whatever reason, he just and I would really like to see Hensley get the opportunity of not just, you know, a day on, day off, 2 days on, 2 days off, whatever he's going to do.
Right,
give him a real opportunity.
Yeah.
And then you can use Hensley as a left fielder when you want to rest Brantley.
Yeah, I think that...
Or Jordan.
I don't think Dusty's going to lock in with... I think Dusty's going to continue to play multiple guys so that everyone's ready. He can have his best opportunity to see. I think he wants to see what everyone can do. And then by the postseason, you know, anybody can come in and step up. But I just think Dusty believes in giving multiple guys shots. So he gets a really good feel for some of those guys. And some of them are just who they're going to be. Dubon is who he's going to be. We're not going to see anything substantially different. We know he's going to be a light-hitting outfielder with some speed, and he can play some infield for you. We know Hensley is this gigantic infielder who can play a little bit of outfield for you. Everything else is static, so I guess that's fine. And it's good to have a couple of players, I guess, who can play multiple positions for you. You need to have – you don't – you know, you no longer have your Aledmys Diaz. So having an Aledmys Diaz is pretty important. Having two of them is even better. We'll see. There were still some ABs for Hensley that gave me hope that Hensley's going to be a major league hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing is I saw some really tough ABs in the postseason.
A walk.
Where I thought he really fantastic. Looked like, yeah, it was a great walk. It was a great at-bat.
Yep. How about Tucker leading off?
Could do that. I don't think Dusty will do it, though. I think Pena's the easy choice.
That's a right, left, right, left. Or no, it's a right, left, left, right, left, right. Because you're going to have Brantley and Yordan back-to-back left. If you really wanted to go right, left, right, left.
Plus, I think Pena's your
bat Bregman third, Yordan fourth, Brayu fifth, Tucker sixth.
I think Pena's going to be your future leadoff man. Not until Jose Altuve is done playing, but I think he could be. I think Altuve could hit second and Pena hit first. Pena fits into that mold of, you know, you want him to have a little better play discipline, although Jose Altuve doesn't. But
listen.
But Pena's got home run power. Like, Pena actually fits the mold of the new school of you want that guy getting more at-bats.
What Pena did at the end of the regular season batting second, how many games you won with Pena batting second in the lineup, how well he played, MVP, World Series, all of that stuff. If he hits really, really well at the top of the order while Altuve is out, I think you really, really, really got to think about when Altuve comes back that he moves into the two-hole and Brantley moves back in the lineup.
Right.
Now, I'm assuming that Brantley's not going to hit as well, but if Brantley's hitting as well, you got yourself a problem because what this kid has done so early in his career, winning the Gold Glove, World Series MVP, ALCS MVP, I mean, what this kid has done already and shown that, you know, he's a winner, he's not afraid of any kind of circumstance. I just don't think you can just immediately when Jose Altuve, I mean, we're talking about a couple of months from now, and we're assuming that he's going to hit all of those things, but you just can't. I don't think you deflate him and put him back in the seven hole when he's proven, you know, I know Dusty loves, well, Brantley's been doing it longer. He ain't been doing it as long as Brantley has. Yeah, okay, but what this kid has done for this organization already last year, and hopefully, you know, the start of this year, if he hits really, really well here at the top of the order, you got to throw him a bone.
I mean, he's your he looks like the future.
Yeah.
He looks like the future. I don't.
Well, and Dusty and would really say, talented. Well, that's the future I'm talking about now. And Brantley deserves it now because he's been around.
Okay. You know what? Keep getting to the World Series. We're fine. I quibble with it. As long as you keep getting the World Series, Dusty, I can quibble all I want on a sports talk show. You keep getting new contracts and keep winning World Series, and that's all that matters. We can say whatever we want to say. I wish you would consider Jeremy Pena is the future, and the guy just won ALCS MVP, World Series MVP, and, you know, had an incredible rookie season. Like, he looks like the guy that should be in the two-hole. He really does, or the eventual leadoff hitter. You know, but we'll see. I mean, hopefully Michael Brantley comes back. I know everyone's super excited about Michael Brantley. You guys do realize this is second major injury to the same shoulder, and that Michael Brantley is older with a bat that is likely to slow down. I don't know why there's so much deference to Michael Brantley as opposed to the guy who just got done slaughtering some of the better pitching that he saw on the way to another World Series and looked like he didn't have a care in the world, looked like the most confident player in the world. I mean, I don't know. It's a little strange to me. John, who was it that hit that scored that run? Who was it that hit that home run where they went 18 innings and couldn't score a run?
That was Jeremy Pena.
Oh, God, dog it. That's right.
Yeah, that was Jeremy Pena.
Do you remember this? Look what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's a heart.
Yeah, I'm doing hard hands.
Yeah, that's a heart. No,
are you not going to say anything about hard hands?
I'm not going to. No, I don't want to say.
Ladies love cool Jeremy. LLCJ. LL Cool J is Jeremy Pena. Ladies love cool Jeremy.
Huh.
Okay.
No, that's really true, actually. That is kind of true. I'm just looking at Michael Brantley's splits. Last year he was much better against left-handers. In 2021 against lefties, he hit .219. His OPS was .575. Can't get back to that. Last year he picked it back up. Last year his splits were he was .732 OPS against lefties, .810 against righties. He had a .785 OPS with a .288 batting average, .370 on base, .416 slugging. You know, if you get a Brantley that's around .800 OPS, I think that's going to be good, right? I mean, you'll take that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, his career OPS is right at 800, 794. So 3 years ago in 2019 or 2020, he had an 840 OPS. In 19, he had an 875 OPS for the Astros, which was his best year here. His first year was his best year here, 875 OPS. Since then, it's gone down every single year. He's gone down every single year. He is, you know, he is, he's 35 now and coming off a couple of shoulder problems. I don't know what to expect. I don't know that we can expect, like, Michael Brantley to be another 850 OPS
guy.
I hope. Wouldn't that be nice if Michael Brantley's an 850 OPS guy?
Well, I think when people just say Uncle Mike, there's just a level of excitement and expectation, the professional hitter, the guy. But there's a pretty good chance he's just not going to be the same Michael Brantley that he was a few years back. We've already seen signs of that. So
it was a little encouraging last year, though, after he really struggled against lefties, hit 219, that he bounced back and hit 290.
In a limited sample size.
Well, 64 games he played or whatever. Yeah.
Total. So
yeah, and limited against lefties for sure. Right. But
it was better.
It was much better. It was much better. So that is encouraging. We'll see now if he's going to be able to – if he really struggles and Pena hits really well, I mean, it just makes sense that 2 months into this deal, Jeremy Pena should be at the top of the order if he hits really well. We'll see we'll see what happens. 713-780-3776. If you guys got any thoughts on any of this, you're more than welcome to come in here. We'll get back to the Cougs. We'll hear from some Cougs. We'll hear from Tremont Mark on the other side right here. This is Cougs Day, okay? They play on Friday against Miami, and then they're going to play on Sunday against Texas. That's going to be fun. Well, if they win, if they beat Miami, they're going to, which we fully expect to beat Miami. Who's Dell rooting for in that one?
I have to imagine he's for the city.
Oh, yeah, he's for the H, right?
Yeah.
He and Cal.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a picture with Cal, doesn't he?
Somebody throwing up
the H?
Somebody can Photoshop it.
Well, I would imagine somebody has already.
Yeah.
Dell is for the H.
Yeah.
He's got to be throwing
up. No, he's for the city. Hashtag for the city is what the Cougars' slogan is.
Yeah.
Dell, I'd have to imagine, is for the city. And part of the city is the outlying areas like League City or Northbrook or
well, he's in
whatever.
League City. He's That's for the saying. City, yeah.
He's for that city, too.
Yeah.
But also for this city.
For the L
city.
Because
we've annexed them, right. I think.
He throws up an L. It's for the League City.
League City? He throws up the L?
Yeah.
Okay.
And while Cal's doing the H.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, everyone's going to have an alphabet. What about the Wildcats from Kansas State? I saw them doing the WC, which is also Wrecking Crew.
We lived in Bel Air. We're doing it for the B.
The B?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing it for the B. Right.
That's also BB Britches.
Time for me to talk about, and I'm doing it for the H right now, HRP. Okay. I'm doing it for the HRP. Okay. That's what I'm doing it for. I'm throwing up the H, the R, and the P. Listen, it's a new year. We're hitting tax time, right? How's your tax season going? How's that working out for you? I know how ours is. You call Laura and ask her, how's tax season going for you? Well, it's really boring, actually, because HRP takes care of everything. HRP does it all. HRP is fantastic. HRP has the Affordable Care Act experts. They told us before, Chris said, hey, listen, just if anybody needs help, just tell them to call us with the Affordable Care Act, because we got experts here. We can handle it. We can take their calls. Even if they're not clients of ours, that's how good they are. That's how good they are. If you are somebody that is really struggling this tax season right now, then you need to be with HRP because they're fantastic, especially if you're doing it yourself. And if you screw up, the Affordable Care Act is going to be terrible for you because you're going to get fined. All right? That's not what you're looking for in a business. What you're looking for is great payroll. You're looking for HR that is going to be flawless. And you're looking for tax season where it's going to be easy peasy. And that's what it is for us. HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, so the patio, it's amazing how quick they're putting this kitchen in. They've got the stone in. We've got to go, wife and I tomorrow are going to go pick out the granite that we're using and for the top of the you know, the cooktop for the top of the patio kitchen that we're making. So we'll go look at the natural stone, take a look at that with Stephen Schell. Going to go grab lunch with him. But they are getting it done quickly. Before you know it, we're going to have the grill put in. The cooktop, which is going to go on top of the grill, so it'll be a separate section. I've got my refrigerator on it. These are things that I've wanted to have for a long time that we're doing now, retrofitting into a patio that they made for me already previously in 2016. But what we're basically doing is taking it to the very next level. And that's what Texas Custom Patios does for you. They take your backyard to the next level, whether it's outdoor living space or maybe you want to add a kitchen and living space. You want the whole thing. You want a big island where people can sit and enjoy food and drinks, big screen TV. Maybe you want two. You can get swimming pools built. They build swimming pools now, really high-end, nice swimming pools, too, if that's what you're looking for. They do jobs at my home, which is a simple 2,400-square-foot ranch-style home, or they'll do massive, massive jobs in River Oaks or Dallas and soon to be Austin. They do all in between as well. Whatever your budget is, they'll work with you and help you really take your outdoor experience to the next level. TexasCustomPatios.com. Go look at the before and after. You'll be blown away. On Instagram, you can see their work at TC Patios as well. Texas Custom Patios.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 852 ESPN 97.5.
I can't get a good buzz from my caffeine right now. I stayed up. I finished The Glory, season two of The Glory, and then I just couldn't get to sleep last night. So it was like, I don't know. I think I got sleep around midnight.
We're
probably
catching up on Your Honor. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. A lot of twists and turns.
And caffeine's just not, like I told you, I'm either going to have to go to Speed or Crank.
You know what I have found? Was that bottle in the store of coffee, of cold Starbucks.
Yeah.
The roasted blend. Yeah. And then you add some oat creamer to it.
Yeah, that's what I do. Delicious. That's what I do.
Oh, that's what you do.
And you save money that way.
Yeah, you save a lot of money that way.
Yeah, you save a lot of money that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. But
that's what you're doing? Yeah.
Well, that's what I did
today.
That's
a gigantic cup of coffee.
Well, I only fill it to about here because this would be, and I put some.
No, that would be like four cups.
Almond milk. Yeah. No, I drink a lot of coffee, but I don't drink as much as I used to. I used to drink a ton.
Oh,
being addicted to coffee is not great. I get a headache. Yeah. Like if I stay up, how about this one? Drink at night, you get a little liquored up, you don't drink enough water, you go to bed. So then you got the combination where you're dehydrated, you're addicted to caffeine and you don't have your caffeine. You get out of bed at like 10:30 or 11, you have a headache. You can't tell if it's from the night before or if it's from the caffeine addiction you have. And then I drink more caffeine. It's dehydrating me even more. And yet I'm like, huh, I feel a lot better now that my caffeine addiction's taken care of. Now I just need an IV drip.
Right. Well, when you work as hard as we do.
Yeah, no. You work hard, you play hard.
That's right.
That's what
you
it is.
Need
you work
all
hard,
that,
you play hard.
Yeah, we need to stay focused and say grind.
How do we do that? I drink more. You remember that show? It's not cocaine, but I do more coke so I can work longer. I work longer so I can do more coke so I can work longer so I can do more. And it's like,
it's a vicious cycle.
Me with caffeine. I do more caffeine so I can work longer so I can, you know, get more
I
coffee.
I drink more Coors Light so I can, you know.
Yeah.
So I can work longer and
So you can do what?
So that I can drink more Coors Light. I drink more Coors Light so
that
I can.
Are you ever playing Poker Prime anymore? You do?
I might even go today.
Because they've got, like, there's some people, there's some cars. I mean, they still have people in there playing poker. Even though there's a billion poker sites around there now.
Yeah.
Down Richmond.
Yeah, down
that way. There's a strip center, by the way, you need to know about. It's got Mi Pueblita. It's got Dodo's. It's got La Viña, which is the Cuban. So they've got Cuban, like, Colombian, Venezuelan. The Paisa twins are right over there, too, which is the Colombian. The girl who is on Power, on the Power 105, 107.
Oh, yeah.
The girl is right down here. Yeah. Helped us get, she said that's the spot.
Melissa? Is her name Melissa?
Melissa, yeah.
Melissa.
She said that that was the
that was the spot? For,
yeah, Pisa Twins. It's not that big at all. But you've got all of them, like four different cultures right there in one strip center, and the food's all great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a big poker, like Johnny Chan's poker.
No, it's 101.
It's 101, yeah. And it's a huge parking lot.
It's been 100 different ones already. But, yeah. No, I still go to Prime. Prime's still the place.
Yeah. Still nice. Still has
There's people. A guy over the last month from Prime. You might know him, Amir.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. Yeah. He's won over 120,000 over the last month or so. He won a 96,000, and then he won another one.
Really?
Yeah.
He used to be there every day.
Every day. Yeah. Now he's not. He's not anymore. He's playing big tournaments, and, boys, he's kicking ass. He's a good player. Really good. Really good players at Prime. If you want to come over and try yourself, I might even go for the noon tournament today. Every day they got a noon tournament. And I got the deal at Yanni's tonight. We got our poker tournament at Yanni's tonight. It just may be a poker day. Like I told you, I'm grinding.
Yeah.
I'm just grinding day in and day out here.
We have no tournament today.
No, nothing today. Well, you got the women's tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I have TV today twice. I have to do. And go home and get ready and do TV twice today and then write up players who have no chance of getting drafted. So it should be a good day.
Yeah, no, it should
I write those faster. They go quicker.
Yeah, no. You think
that's good.
You're not putting as much time into
them? I'm not going to lie. I kind of like this time of the year.
Hey, big ups to us. Our stream is working today now.
Hey.
Big ups. Somebody said that we had a technical difficulty, but again, you were wrong because it's working. That's stupid to say we had a technical difficulty.
No one's going to believe you.
Nobody's going to believe it. Hey, I was talking to my buddy, Carlos. Carlos
Silva. Is he okay?
He's okay. But he said, man, I texted him yesterday. How are you? How's everybody doing? How's
he got
your wife
hit
doing?
In a car accident, right?
Yeah, he got T-boned. Car flipped, man. Cracked the frame.
His car flipped?
Yeah, I'll show you the pictures of it. And a big Jeep thing, Hummer thing that was hit so hard, it's on its side. And he said, man, the Morley Law Firm took care of me, Mira. They stepped right in and they were helping him out immediately. And this is the kind of thing, if you get into an accident and it's a major accident, you want a law firm on your side. The insurance companies have their law firms on their side. You need a law firm on your side, and that law firm is the Morley Law Firm. They take care of 18-wheelers. It doesn't matter what kind of accident you've been in. If you're having any problems whatsoever, the Morley Law Firm will step in, and they're going to – because, hey, that insurance company don't want the Morley Law Firm after them. That doctor don't want the Morley Law Firm after them. That – whatever it is, don't want the Morley Law Firm after him because they're going to take care of that business for you. You can't do it yourself because these other people, they have lawyers. They have expertise. They're going to try to screw you as much as they possibly can, give you as little as possible. Well, the Morley Law Firm is going to get you as much as they possibly can. In a lot of instances, you don't pay until you get paid. So if you're looking for that law firm that's going to help you out in times of need, because it's only a time of need, when criminal or civil, you got to go to the Morley Law Firm. Make a call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.